Are you getting better? Are you getting better or not? How do you know if you're getting better? Okay, what are the key things that you need to do every day, often and well, to make sure that you're selling as much of your product and or service as you possibly can? What are those things, and how much better are you getting every day? If you can't answer that question, if you can't show me data that says I'm 3% faster, or my sell cycle is 5% shorter, or my average deal is 20% larger, if you don't have the empirical data behind that, I'm going to look at you and say, hey, pal, you are not dedicated to continuous improvement because you can't tell me if you're getting better or worse, or at what pace you're getting better or worse. If you don't have the metrics, and a bunch of them, if you don't have a bunch of metrics to tell me if you're getting better or worse or staying the same and at what pace, you don't know. So don't tell me you're dedicated to continuous improvement unless you can show me the numbers. That's core principle number two. But the point is, I'll ask you, give me the 5 or 10 or 15 things you need to do well every day to do well at selling.
Well, how many different metrics are there? Does a sales rep or manager need?
This is going to sound like a flippant answer, and I don't mean it that way. You need more than you're using now. Okay, if you're using two things now, I ask the question all the time, what do you measure? Well, sales and profit. Who cares about anything else? At the end of the day, that's all that matters. Well, you're right. But it's like a baseball manager saying, hey, I've looked at our numbers, and I know what we got to do. We got to score more runs and keep the other team from scoring so many runs. Go get them, guys. Well, thanks, coach. That's useless, totally useless. What are all the things underneath it, RBIs and stolen bases, et cetera, making sales calls, coming up with quantified dollarized value propositions that hit right at the heart of a customer objective or problem. And those are the kinds of things you want to measure. So how many things do you want to measure? I mean, my answer truly is more than you're measuring today. You talk about discipline and analytical and all those things, and sales guys run the other way. But then you say, well, wait a minute. Don't you want to know for sure if you're better than him or him or him or him? Yeah, well, we're competitive by nature. It's in our genetic code. Give me more things to compete on. Give me more different things to compete on, and I'll be better. There's an important corollary to that question. I say measure more and more things. I have some clients I've worked with that are up into the 40s and 50s of different things that they're measuring, different aspects of selling their product or service. But it's critically important to balance the number of metrics you're using against the pain and agony of collecting them. It is not a straightforward thing to collect the kind of data and get it. I spend a lot of time on the metrics thing because it's unnatural to the sales brain until you get down to, don't you want to know if you're better at this and these 10 or 15 or 20 different things? So core principle number one is continuous improvement in your sales process is fundamentally essential. Number two is you have to have metrics and lots of them in order to know if you're getting better and at what rate you're getting better. Now, core principle number three, I'll pose a question first, and I'd ask you, Stone, give me three or four metrics that you would use to judge the performance of your wicketkeeper.
Of my who keeper?
Your wicketkeeper. Okay, I've seen that clueless look before.
I see it every day.
Now, and I'm kidding with you a little bit. That's not my real question. Here's my real question.
Well, you got my attention.
Yeah, no, my real question is why were you totally unable to think of even one metric about the wicketkeeper?
I don't know what a wicketkeeper
is. A wicketkeeper is like the cricket, first of all, is the game, and is like the catcher in baseball.
Okay.
I've exhausted my knowledge of the game of cricket. But my point is you don't know a single thing about the wicketkeeping process. Therefore, you can't tell me even one measurement.
Right.
So here's the now. Let's get back into the sales process and into core principle number three. If you don't have a written down sales process, and everybody in the company knows what it is, when I say discovery, the discovery stage of your sales process, the president's got to know what discovery means. Every salesman has to know. The sales managers, the sales support folks, everybody in the company needs to know that vocabulary. Everybody has to have the same process. I have to have the process defined and agreed to by everybody until I can come up with the metrics. Okay? So that's the third core principle is you've got to have your sales process documented and agreed to by the whole sales team. You implement all this stuff, by the way, in reverse order. First of all, what is your sales process? It's a hoot when you go into something. Say you got somebody with six reps, a sales manager, and an owner. How many sales processes does that company have?
Typical? Probably at least six or eight, right?
Seven. Each sales rep, each of the five sales reps
plus
has one.
Owner.
The sales manager has one, the owner has one. You have seven sales processes. How can you measure that? Well, you can measure each of the seven, but how do you compare one to the other? How do you tell what the best practice is? How do you tell where the inhibitors are? You don't know. You got to make it all consistent first. Define that consistent process first. Then figure out what your metrics are.